Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Maury O'Neill, CAO and clerk for the municipality of Wawa. So, we wanted to talk about some financial incentives that were outlined in a recent council meeting about the community improvement plan for the downtown. First of all, these are all proposed at the moment. This is not yet confirmed.
Correct, Dan. We put forward to the members some recommendations for the grants that staff recommend with the support of our Economic Development Committee that council consider and set aside funding for that we would launch in September.
And this is aimed at revitalizing the downtown, getting more investment and development in that area.
Absolutely. That is a goal of this community and council, to make improvements both private and public along Broadway Avenue in our commercial areas. And that was outlined in a recently completed Wawa Community Improvement Plan that was endorsed by the community in March. And that gives us this tool whereby council can give financing in the form of grants to the private sector to make improvements to their property and their buildings.
So let's jump into these proposed incentives. There were a number outlined, one of which is regarding facades and signage.
Yeah, so we're proposing to put into place approximately 5 grant types in September, subject to council approval and funding, and one of them is the facade grant. So up to $10,000 would be made available to any building owner on Broadway or side areas in between to make improvements to their outside facade, and that could include changes to their windows, making them more energy efficient, changes to signage, changes to the types of material being used. There's a whole set of criteria to be eligible for the grant, but essentially council would give $10,000 or 50% of the cost to make some renovations to any facades that face public facing streets, not backyards that aren't facing residents looking on Broadway to shop or to stop at a restaurant, but any public facing facade. There's also the signage grant that'll give up to $5,000, again, provided some criteria is met, such as, you know, simple things like, where possible, make sure any new signage considers the requirements of the Accessibility of Ontario Act to make sure, you know, typeface is legible, clear, easy to read. Where possible, that a sign includes a goose stamp or some way of celebrating some of our themes that we want to use to attract new tourists in the area, which includes our goose, or maybe it's highlighting a piece of history in a sign, or using nature as a way to build signage. So lots of opportunity, and there'd be a grant of up to 50% or $5,000 eligible to any business along Broadway that wants to make sign improvements.
Another one was regarding residential or office rehabilitation or conversion.
Yeah, and so we're excited for the other programs that will be offered, and you're absolutely right, Dan. A lot of these grants now are also focused on giving opportunity to the private sector to access a grant and convert unused space on second or third floors of commercial buildings and convert them to new residential units. Council really wants to improve the housing situation in the community for all. And so this is one way that we hope will encourage the private sector to use grants to convert unused space to new residential units. Now, in this case, the residential slash office rehabilitation and conversion grant will provide up to 50% of construction costs, up to $5,000 per unit to a maximum of $20,000 for 4 units for any business willing to do that.
And this is not the same as the activation grant that was discussed.
No. Another grant is that grant to help any vacant buildings and the cost for an owner to convert or rehabilitate existing vacant commercial buildings into viable commercial uses. So it's like a grant to get a vacant building going and activated for use by the community. And so 50% of the eligible costs, up to $10,000 per property, is available to a commercial space that has been vacant or unoccupied or not used for more than 90 days. So we really hope that this spurs new space to be converted and maybe attracts a new entrepreneur or business to come locate in our downtown.
And we'll pause the conversation with CAO Clerk Maury O'Neill right there, picking up that conversation about those proposed financial incentives next week in Town Talk at 9:30 Thursday morning here on Jam FM.